It's NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. Governor Bruce Rauner set a goal of reducing Illinois' prison population by 25% over the next decade. Now, most conversations about crowded prisons begin with the war on drugs. But as I'll explain in our latest Illinois Issues in-depth report, it's going to take more than looser drug laws to relieve crowding in Illinois prisons. In recent years, more and more people have begun to see a problem with America's approach to drugs. There's a political scientist from the University of Pennsylvania called Marie Gottschalk. She calls this sort of thinking the war against the war on drugs. But in her book Caught, on Prisons and American Politics, she says the realization that the drug war is failing has contributed to the false idea that drugs are why so many Americans are in prison. So when you hear politicians saying they're going to take on mass incarceration, but then only talking about drug and property crimes, remember,
that stuff is not going to end the mass incarceration.
Michael Jacobson is at the City University of New York. He ran the city's jails back in the 90s.
You know, to get the big reductions, you're going to have to go to the, you know, most politically sensitive stuff, which is crimes that are where the instant conviction is violent.
This is an idea that Gottschalk calls going beyond the non-non-nons. In other words, reform cannot just be about non-violent offenders, about non-serious offenders, or about non-sexual offenders. This is an urgent consideration in Illinois. The governor's Criminal Justice Reform Commission was supposed to have made its recommendations by the new year, but they have not yet been able to work through these more politically sensitive questions. So instead, they're issuing an initial report with some relatively easy recommendations and taking another 3 months to do the hard stuff.
That's going to be the heavy lift. That's kind of the area that the commission needs to look at next if they really do want to achieve this 25% reduction.
Dave Olson's on the commission. He teaches criminal justice at Loyola University Chicago. Like the other experts, Olson says you cannot meet the governor's goal by drugs alone. Instead, you're probably going to have to look at sentences for crimes like murder. See, Olson says back in the 70s, the average murder bit was 10 years. Today, it's closer to 40. Olson asks, is 40 what we really feel is necessary? Would 35 be okay? What about 30?
You know, we're still getting our retribution. It's still a lot more than what we used to get, but that would have a pretty substantial long-term impact because that's really what's driving the long-term growth in the population.
There are several ways the commission can get at this. One is just looking at the length of sentences. Pretty straightforward. Then there's truth in sentencing, which says if you're in for murder, you don't get even a single day off your time for good behavior, getting an education, or anything. Finally, there are so-called enhancements that can add years to a prison term, say for using a firearm or being a member of a street gang. One of the big ideas the commission is weighing is that the criminal justice system ought to be dealing with individual offenders, seeing what risk they pose to society, rather than the current system, which puts an emphasis on the crime, not the person. Of course, some on the commission will likely be skeptical about drastic changes to the current sentencing regime. St. Clair County State's Attorney Brendan Kelly says you cannot entirely remove emotion from the criminal justice process.
You could have someone who committed murder, and this is the only time they will ever do something like that. But that single act, so heinous, so offensive to our collective view of what is right and what is wrong, that they have lost, either permanently or for a very long time, the right to live among the rest of us.
So far, the commission has 3 meetings scheduled before its new deadline at the end of March. I'm Brian Mackey.